Burt Show.
Let's do a little business here right before Mother's Day. Let's do a little business with the Burt Show. All right, we got $100 here that you could spend on your mom this weekend.
That would buy a beautiful Mother's Day gift.
Very nice, right? All right. Nothing's free. What do we want here, Kristen?
We want you to come on and tell us something that your mother does not know. The truth will set you free. We want you to share something you have been hiding from your mother, and you got to come clean today.
So about yourself or about your mom?
About yourself.
About yourself.
You did something, and your mom thinks one thing, but there's actually another story that she does not know.
All right, if we buy your story, and it shocks us, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, we'll give you $100. So the one that pops to mind here would be an obvious one. Like, she thought that you were going to blank's house for spring break, but there you were in Cancun doing all sorts of craziness.
Doing body shots.
Turning it up.
You guys have any of these in your own family as examples?
Ma'am, my mom caught me every freaking time. I was like, I told her I was going to go spend the night at Candy's, and I left my toothbrush at home, so she brought it to me, and we were not at Candy's. We were at Burger King.
I told the one about I was backing out of a spot, and I hit another car with my dad's brand-new BMW at the time, and definitely told him someone else did it because I didn't want to take the heat.
You guys are so cute. I told you guys a story that when my parents were out of the house and I was going through their doors in their room that I found their weed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then I grabbed some, and I turned around, and I sold it to high school students. I was in high school, by the way. And then they all came back on Monday going, what did you sell me? My head hurt all weekend. What was that? So my parents were smoking really bad weed.
I got you all beat.
Okay.
I've never told anybody in my life this.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You can't win $100. You work for the show.
I broke an enter into a church.
You did a B&E on a church?
What?
Into the church that I ended up going to in my life, the church that I got married in, the church that I got baptized in. It was during a summer, and I was with my cousins, and we broke into the church, and we fried some bacon.
Jesus to steal the Jesus wafers?
Well, no, they had bacon in the kitchen, We fried up bacon in the kitchen.
This track.
I'm not kidding.
What?
You broke into a church for bacon?
It made bacon.
That's your big confession you've never told anybody in your whole life is that you fried bacon?
We broke into a church, the Lord's house.
Are you confessing to your parents or Jesus?
No, all right. Jesus and I, we
Jesus
said that straight a long
it.
Time ago. But I've never told anybody.
Why didn't you just pay
Why didn't you just pay
a bucket Waffle House? Go right down the street. And then you'd be good with God right now.
I was a kid. And I was like the youngest. I was following their lead.
Yeah, this is between you and your God.
Yes, sir.
I love you, Tommy.
You wait.
See you in hell, bacon boy.
Worth every bite, I bet. All right. Lauren is on the Voice Disguiser. Lauren, we have $100. You got Mother's Day right around the corner here. You can spend it on mom. You just have to tell us what your mom does not know about you.
Okay, so my mom does not know I'm adopted. She knows I'm adopted, obviously.
Yeah.
But she does not know that I have found my biological family.
Oh,
Lauren, don't tell her this weekend.
Yeah. No, I won't.
Yeah.
This ain't the weekend.
My adopted dad actually does know.
So hold, please. Hold. How long have you known?
I've known them for a little bit over a year.
And you think your mom would be devastated by this? The mother that raised you would be devastated by this?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, definitely.
But your adopted dad knows, so he's also keeping the secret from his wife?
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
As far as I know.
You plan on telling him?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Kristen's right. Don't do it this week.
Yeah.
Probably not this one.
Lauren, thank you for your call.
Yeah, you get $100, babe.
You sure do. You know what? We'll give you $100 for your dad also. He hasn't said anything. So there you go. You got $200.
There you go.
Kay, good morning. You're on the Voice Disguiser. A secret that you have that your mom never found out about.
When I was 18, I was dating a guy that my parents did not approve of. So I told them I thought that I was pregnant. He went, spoke to them and everything so that I could move out. And we moved out. And then later we just told her like it was a false positive.
So you lied about being
totally
pregnant.
Knew.
So you could move in with
totally
him.
I knew that I was not pregnant, yeah.
What a lie.
That
wow.
That is some 18-year-old mentality right
yes,
there,
man. Yes, it
baby.
Is.
Quite the story.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Whatever happened with the boyfriend they didn't like?
It was really toxic, so we split up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where the
hundred one comes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bold prediction.
Yeah.
Tori, good morning. You were on The Voice Disguiser. $100 for your confession. Your mom still doesn't know blank.
Yeah, good morning. So me and my now fiance were, you know, young and in love, teenagers, whatever. And I was trying to impress him. He was like a total pothead. So I thought it would be cool to try to smoke with him. So what I did was I smoked with him and got high out of my mind, but I ended up tripping. Like, I thought I was about to die. Mm-hmm. So I called my parents to come home early from their anniversary vacation to meet me in the emergency room for what they thought was an allergic reaction, but in all reality, I was stoned.
Oh! Wow. Oh, I'm so sorry. We're out of money. No, you got $100. That's a classic right there.
That is,
wow.
That is a classic. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.